They continue every single day to put their lives on the line for the folks back home. So it should be easy for the folks back home to find some time to show them a little love from back home. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. They are our military personnel everywhere and anywhere in the world, sometimes there to help, other times to fight. But whether they admit it or not, they all get homesick. Terry Snyder figured that out a while back and created Operation North State, an organization that sends a little piece of North Carolina to every member of the military that is from North Carolina. Snyder is the founder, chairman, and a volunteer, and we spoke recently about the organization now and the things that are coming up. I started by asking the history of the organization.
Operation North State, in fact, we are fairly new. We're just 18 months old, but the idea probably has came about probably over the last 15 years or so. I have owned a North Carolina product store. It was in Winston-Salem, then in Charlotte, called Kicks and Grins. We sold everything that promoted North Carolina. And I kept seeing a pattern every year where moms and dads, aunts and uncles, wives would come in and they'd want to buy the best of North Carolina items, our state magazine, Texas Pete, Lance Crackers, Mount Olive Pickles, on. And they'd want to send this stuff to their deployed loved ones. And so I checked into this to see if other military support organizations were doing it. And they all said, oh, yeah, we all do gift boxes. But I said, is anyone doing gift boxes where everything in the box pertains, relates to North Carolina, and they're going to North Carolina's deployed troops? And no one was doing it. So I think it was November of 2010, we started it. We did 500 boxes in like a three-week period. Last year, we spent the whole year on it. We did 1,500 boxes. And this year, we'll be doing at least 1,500 boxes.
But you have a couple of opportunities where everyone can participate if they want to. Talk about that.
Yeah, August the 4th is the one fundraiser that we put on ourselves, so we make sure we have some money. This represents probably around 35 to 40% of the income that we need to send these Christmas gift boxes. And it's called NC Cares Charity Auction. It's going to be August 4th, Saturday, and we're going to run it from 12 to 6 in the afternoon. And this is up at Lake Norman, actually up in Mooresville, and it's being held at a sports bar up there. They ask us to come in, and they've pretty much picked up the tab on everything. So when we walk out of there, everything we sell, every dollar we raise, we pretty much aren't going to have any expenses. The restaurant's picking it up. But we're hoping to raise $20,000 from this event. Our goal is to come up with 240 items to auction, either silent or through a live auction. And right now we're up to about 130 items, and we think we'll blow right through the 240. But just getting the word out and getting people to assist us, we still need some help.
So right now you're looking for items that can be put up for auction during the charity event. What kinds of things are you looking for?
Yeah, from a standpoint of items for the auction, we will have everything from people will donate canned goods, green beans, jellies. We'll have people that will bake a cake. You know, we'll have weekend getaways that are donated to us, gift certificates, trips to restaurants. Oh, and we've got some really unique items. We've had really nice pieces of handmade furniture donated.
I saw that. There's one on your website.
That gentleman is actually a pilot and part-time. He's a woods craftsman, and he and his partner have over 90 hours in that chair. That's the kind of things we have so far.
Now, I read through your Facebook pages and some of the other information I could find, and wasn't there something mentioned about an event that will be happening at the Richard Petty House?
Yeah, the Petties are helping in a couple ways. First of all, they contribute financially when they can, whether it's through being able to use the family Petty name or whether they're given products. But the most popular item we have in the box is a top-of-the-line Hanes T-shirt. And Richard Petty last year gave us permission to put the message on the back of the shirt that says, "Thank you, troops, Richard Petty, number 43. And that ended up being the most popular item we had in the box last year.
I'll bet.
Yeah, and this year, in meeting with the Petties, they're going to do it again. And also, we currently have two veterans nursing homes in the state of North Carolina. We're getting ready to open up another one in Kinston and one up in Black Mountain, and they'll be online in probably about 30 days. And Richard has also put the message on the back of a shirt that says, "Thank you, veterans, Richard Petty, number 43. And the last thing the Petties have done is we have a packing party to pack these boxes at Christmas. But one of the packing parties this year, the Petty Family Foundation, they want to host one at the Victory Junction. I mean, I think everything we've talked about in these last few minutes, it hones right in on North Carolina. And this whole thing is all about North Carolina goodies for North Carolina's deployed troops. And then every one of us, as a North Carolinian, what can we do to be part of this?
We've covered a lot of information in a very short period of time, but we have to have time to get the most important information out there, and that is how we can help, what you need, and what we can do.
Biggest thing is right now we're collecting the auction items, or if you can help financially or whatever and have it associated with the NC Cares charity auction, you can go to our website, which is OperationNorthState.com. That has our contact information. Definitely go to Facebook, because everything that we have done up to this point, the thank you notes that we've received, the items that we've sent out, they're all under the photos under Operation North State. But help spread the word. And then if you happen to live in the Lake Norman area, make the trip over. But when it comes to sending these boxes out, we send boxes out to troops that are in everybody's neighborhood, in everybody's community, regardless of where they live in North Carolina. But just everybody get excited about it. Realize you can help, even if it's in the smallest of ways. But let's get behind this thing. Let's grow it. This is not a national organization. This is a North Carolina grassroots. This particular project has become the number one North Carolina related Christmas gift box project going on in the state. And again, let's be part of it. Let's grow it.
Well, Terry Snyder, you certainly have gotten me excited about Operation North State, and I know a lot of others will be excited too. We're not ignoring the military from other states. We're saying talk to Terry Snyder, find out how he did it, and start your own version of Operation North State for your state's military. Thanks to Terry Snyder, founder, chairman, and volunteer for Operation North State, on the web at OperationNorthState.com or on Facebook. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.